Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
This week we're going to take a look at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, also known as Mormonism. And you're going to see that there's been differences in views and different separations and different offshoots of the Mormon Church over the years. That becomes an important issue when they make the claim that the reason they know they have the true church is because there's all the different denominations in Christianity. But they started, and because of a man named Joseph Smith, who said all religions were wrong and fallen away, and that he was given the Book of Mormon that on gold plates that we don't have in existence today, but he had these gold plates and he translated some of it into what's known as the Book of Mormon, and that was to restore the gospel message. Now, the Book of Mormon is different than the Bible. They do have a Bible that they accept as authority. There is the Joseph Smith translation, but they most often will use the King James translation. But they have other documents also known as Pearl of Great Price and Doctrine and Covenants. Those are the two other authorities in their religion. Now, here's the thing to understand. The Book of Mormon was in the 1800s. It was translated and said to be the most accurate translation, and this is inspired by God, and yet there's 4,000 changes in the one that Joseph Smith did to the ones today. There shouldn't be a need from that with, you know, the printing press. So there shouldn't be copying errors at all. So this makes us wonder if it really is the authority they claim that it is.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.